there was a resolution pending on the United Nations floor. Our only message to the question was a peacekeeping force for. Who believed it would be solved in a day? No one walked out of that building on the 8th of May. And they turned soon in one out way. I got a message from my sister. She just had a kid. I take it to Copenhagen to see how she did. My head could startle a Canadian. He called me a skid. Though with a charge for Roman, internationals well hit. Someone is listening on my phone. Will I show up on the grid? Me, I'm just a loner. The world full of kids, egos and ears. A year before and we were getting it. Bottled and caught on television, Congress crying. Told the bartender we were all from New York. Sometimes the path of least resistance would gain you the most. More than trying to map the distance up and down the East Coast. When you're in Munich making music, raise your glass and say prost. Make it easy on your host.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 164. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I started things off this week with a track by Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. That song's called Bottled in Cork. That's off of the album The Brutalist Bricks, which came out March of last year, 2010, on Matador Records. I'm still digging through some of 2010's best albums, ones that I didn't pick up then, and that one's definitely worth going back and picking up. Album that's pretty varied. Lots of different tracks that sound lots of different ways, but that's pure classic Ted Leo right there, and a wonderful track. Let's see. Oh, lots of music this week. No time to talk. Here it is. This is The Wrong Words.
Oh,
That was an odd little trio of songs there, wasn't it? That was Empress Hotel there at the end with the song Mach Bach. That's on the band's new EP, released on Park the Van Records March 8th of this year. Band from New Orleans there. Definitely channeling the same spirits as Vampire Weekend with that track, but the EP has lots of different sounds on it. And it has a really cute video too, so find that online and enjoy that. And worth hunting down. Before that, Paul Weller with the song Find the Torch, Burn the Plans. That's on his album Wake Up the Nation, which came out April 20th of last year on Yep Rock Records. That's an album that's all over the place. It seems odd for a man who's been in the industry for so long to be still hunting for his sound, but maybe found it. Maybe his sound is scattershot. But that track there sounds a lot like a Bob Mould track. There's another song that's really good that sounds like a Nick Cave track, but where's the tracks that sound like Paul Weller? Well, there's a few, actually, and they're really not the good ones. Before that, the Wrong Words. This is the song I played was Everything is Different Now. That's on the band's self-titled debut. Comes out on March 22nd on Trouble in Mind Records, a band out of San Francisco that I feel is channeling that late 70s mod revival of Lambrettas and Circles and bands of that sort. I really enjoy it. It's a very good record to be listening to when the sun is shining. Let's see. Oh, the podcast. This is how it works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make a good choice, make a good podcast, and get you coming back week after week. The side effect, if I get it and it's added to my record collection, I'm going to play a track from it. So while most of the time you get indie pop or, you know, some variant thereof, sometimes you get something a little different. This is a little different. This is a track by Burzum. It's not often I open the mic before and after a song, but that was an epic one, and you probably deserve some context for that one. That is Burzum. The track there is called Bodstikken, or whatever that would sound like in Norwegian, off the album Fallen, which comes out April 5th of this year on Bylabog Records, which is his own label, and I think it's being re-released by somebody here in the States at that time. His being Varg Vikernes, or Count Grishnak, as he started the project. Burzum started in about 1991, a pioneering black metal band, but Varg did not like Christians coming in and building churches in Oslo and destroying the fine Nordic Viking culture. He burned a few churches down, he murdered somebody, and he went to jail. He got out last year and recorded another album as Burzum, and this is it. It is probably noteworthy for the context more than the album, though it's an okay album. Production there is pretty rough, but that's kind of what black metal started off with, so maybe it's points there for keeping it real. Let's see. Ooh, we're out of time. That track took up a lot of time, didn't it? Was it worth it? Did you find anything in there you enjoyed? Too much noise? I liked it. So, bleh. Anyway, you've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 164. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock if you're so inclined. We're going to end things this week with a track by Mumford & Sons. This is an album that came out October of 2009, so digging back a ways. It had lots of critical praise and lots of momentum, but I don't know if it ever broke through to the mainstream until the Grammys happened. Mumford & Sons performing alongside of Avett Brothers and Bob Dylan on the Grammys, and immediately it was the number one selling album on Amazon the next day. So put it in front of a lot of people who really enjoy it. I think the album's fine. It's not earth-shattering or anything. I didn't pick it up at the time, but I went back to see if there was more to it that I missed. And I did find a track I really liked, so that's what we're going to end with. We're going to play a song called Little Lion Man. As I said, this came off an album, 2009 album, Sigh No More. So let's end things here. This is Mumford & Sons. Thanks for listening.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. And waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Mm-hmm.
and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?